The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Broadcasting coast to coast and border to border from Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Well, hello, ladies and gentlemen. Hello, America, on a very difficult day for not just the United States of America, but also all of our allies. And we've got a lot to talk about today. I know many of you have been waiting to hear my analysis of what's been happening in Afghanistan and what's been happening with the Biden administration. And I want to start out by just bringing you up to speed here on the breaking news that we are hearing from the White House that President Biden has decided to cut short his vacation and is heading back to the White House from Camp David and is expected to address the nation. And it should happen at the towards the end of this radio program. So in hour three, we are expected to hear from President Biden, and we will broadcast those remarks. We will carry those remarks live. But I will say this. There are a lot of questions that need to be answered. First and foremost, who thought it was a good idea to send the White House press secretary on a vacation for this coming week? We all knew what was about to happen in Afghanistan, and it's as if the White House was either clueless or this is what they wanted to have happen. But for Joe Biden not to address the nation over the weekend, for Joe Biden to go on vacation and to be radio silent, I mean, there's really no other way to say this. The president of the United States, the leader of the free world, was in hiding at Camp David. I don't know if he was under his covers, if he was cognizant. We don't know. And I posted this this question on Twitter this morning. Was the president of the United States in control of his faculties over the weekend? Was there a reason why they did not want him to go out in front of the cameras? What was that reason? Was the president incapacitated? Was the president actually in charge? We haven't heard from the vice president. We haven't heard from the president. We haven't heard from the press secretary. And quite frankly, I'd like to know who's actually running the country right now. Who's making the decisions that are impacting the lives of our fellow countrymen and the brave men and women of Afghanistan who stood alongside of us and tried to plant democracy in that hellhole? And it is a hellhole, folks. So it troubles me that we have a president who is feckless, a president who is suffering if he's rattled from dementia or senility. But clearly, this man is not qualified to be president of the United States. We all knew what was going to happen here. Everybody could see this, including the president's own generals, who took time away from their nighttime reading about white aggression and white rage to let the president know, hey, pulling everybody out and giving them the exact date is not a good idea. And some of you may say, but Tom, what about President Trump? You know what? If this had happened, President Trump would not have allowed this to happen. He would have sent the full force of the United States military into Afghanistan to put a stop to this. They would be turning parts of Afghanistan into glass. But there's a lot for us to talk about and a lot to go through today. And I've got a lot of questions for you, and I want to hear your thoughts on this. We have spent $1 trillion. We've been over there for 20 years. We raised up a 350,000 member army. Thousands of American lives were sacrificed so that the Afghan people could be free. And at the end of the day, it was the Afghan people who said, "We don't want to be free." It was the Afghan military that literally collapsed in a period of, what, 3, 4, 5 days and surrendered to the Taliban. Somebody has a lot of explaining to do. Now, there are many of you out there who say, "Well, Todd, we need to be over there, and we need to make sure that they root out the terrorists." I don't have a problem with that. But what I do have a problem with is nation building. The purpose of the United States military is to blow the hell out of our enemies. That's what the purpose of the military is. Over the weekend, I was watching a movie late last night. I was watching a movie. It's an interesting movie, and it's a parody. It's a satire. But I will say this, that there's a lot of truth, and it helps you understand what's really going on in Afghanistan. It's called War Machine. And it was based on that Rolling Stone magazine, that big feature they did on General Stanley McChrystal that led to McChrystal's demise, and he was fired by Obama. But from day one, the Democrats have completely screwed up, have completely botched the war effort. And so did the Bush administration. They took all of the resources out of Afghanistan and sent them over to Iraq. And if we had just focused on Afghanistan, I think we would be in a much better position. But that's not what they did. There are some people who believe that we ought to be fighting other people's wars, that we ought to be involved in nation building. There's just a problem. You cannot force people to accept democracy and freedom at the barrel of a gun. It's not going to work. By and large, just think about this. You have young people, young Afghanis, 20 years old, and all they don't know anything about 9/11. They don't know anything about what happened leading up to the war in Afghanistan. All they see are a bunch of Americans occupying their country. We've done a horrible job of winning over the hearts and the minds of the Afghani people. Same thing happened in Iraq. Same thing happened in Iran. Remember the Shah. You've got to do your homework. You've got to do your backstory. Look at what happened in Vietnam. The problem here is we want to fight wars, but we don't want to finish the wars. And that's a problem with the Democrats and George W. Bush, H.W. Bush. We could have taken care of Saddam Hussein back during the Persian Gulf War, but they did not do it because they didn't feel like our allies, our coalition partners, would go along with it. You've got to go back and look at your history on all of this. By the way, I want to share some breaking news with you. This is coming from thehill.com. The United States has now reached a deal with the Taliban to ensure evacuations from Kabul's Air Force can take place without interference. This is from the reporting of the Associated Press. Now, I want you to understand how humiliating that is, that the United States of America had to go on bended knee to the evil Taliban, an organization that throws gay people off of buildings, an organization that slaughters women and girls and forces them into, quite frankly, de facto slavery. And the United States of America, the Biden administration, had to go on bended knee, and they had to beg the Taliban to please let us get our people out of Afghanistan. If that doesn't want to make you vomit, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know what will. Joe Biden is not qualified to be president of the United States. Blood is on this man's hands, but not him alone. All of you never Trumpers out there, this is on you. All of you evangelical Christians, especially my fellow denomination, the Southern Baptists, all of you woke Southern Baptists, blood is on your hands today. By the way, you know what? All these never-Trumpers, all these never-Trump evangelicals, they all must be on vacation with Joe Biden and Jen Psaki, because I haven't seen a single condemnation about what this administration has done. Now, we're going to open up the phone lines here in just a moment. But I want to say something very clear here. Those Afghanis at the airport, the ones that were literally climbing onto the wings of airplanes as they were getting ready to taxi and fly off into the air, those Afghanis who climbed onto the landing gear and who were thrown from jetliners that were taking off earlier today, you know why they did that? Because they figured no matter what happens on that airplane, it's a hell of a lot easier to deal with than what's about to happen on the ground in Afghanistan. They know what's coming. They know the torture is coming. They know they were better off trying to take a chance of holding on to the landing gear of a jetliner than they were walking the streets of Kabul. But all of those people at that airport right now, those people put their lives on the line for us. Those were the people who wanted to be free. Those were the people that partnered with us. And we told those people, we've got your back. When push comes to shove, we're going to get you out of there. Biden, he could have been hauling these people out months ago. This could have been a very well-organized evacuation, but he didn't do it. There's another report out just a few moments ago that the United States cannot guarantee they're going to be able to get everybody out. And they're not even going to prioritize Americans over the Afghanis. How does that, what, you know what? We all know what that's like because that's exactly what they do to the illegal aliens. But we're not talking about illegals here. We're talking about patriotic Afghanis who put their lives on the line for us. And we told them, we've got your back. And it turns out we didn't have their back. And because they trusted us, many of those people are going to be slaughtered. They're going to be tortured to death because of what our government did. It is a shameful day in America. Shameful day. So we're going to open up the phone lines here, 844-747-8868. Who do you blame for this, ladies and gentlemen? Because they're about to, you watch what's going to happen. Biden this afternoon is going to blame Donald Trump for this, but it's not Trump's fault. It is not Donald Trump's fault. This is all on Joseph Robinette Biden. 844-747-8868. We're going to take your calls, your opinions on what's happening in Afghanistan. Maybe you have loved ones serving in the military. We would love to get your view on this as well. ToddStarnes.com is the website. We'll be right back.
About to back up and bring it. It's Todd Starnes.
Parents, have you been as frustrated as I have with the messages our kids are being taught today in schools and the media? Cancel culture, wokeism, victimhood, socialism, lots of bad ideas are bombarding our kids. And if you're like me, you've struggled to figure out how to teach your kids about good ideas like free markets, personal freedom, entrepreneurship. That's why I'm so glad I've come across the Tuttle Twins books. These children's books help parents teach their kids conservative ideas. What's amazing is they've sold over 2.5 million books, so clearly they work. Kids love them, and parents love that their kids are learning the ideas of freedom. I talked the Tuttle Twins team into doing a special deal for my listeners. All you need to do is go to TuttleTwins.com and use the coupon code STARNS. They're going to give you 40% off the kids' books and also include all their activity workbooks for free. That's a huge deal. So if you've got kids and you want to make sure they're not brainwashed with bad ideas, then do your family a favor and get the Tuttle Twins books. Again, TuttleTwins.com and use the coupon code STARNS for 40% off.
Wow, is this really true? Really? So it turns out that the Taliban, their Twitter account is still active. So Twitter has banned President Trump. President Trump is not allowed to tweet, but the Taliban is allowed to. I just want to make sure we all understand what's going on here. Welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. You know, there's been a lot of talk about insurgency and what an insurgency looks like. That's what they've compared. That's what they've called what happened on January the 6th at our U.S. Capitol, where an unarmed group of citizens, they say, conducted an insurgency. I mean, who does an insurgency and they don't come with weapons? You want to know what insurgency looks like? Just look at what's happening right now in Kabul, where they literally They had an armed insurrection. That's what that was. But Don Trump Jr. weighed in on something, and I'm glad he did. And since Don Trump Jr. brought this up, I feel obligated to weigh in on this. Going back, and I was going back to the early days of the war in Afghanistan, and many of our leaders told us that it was going to be a long, drawn-out, protracted war. President Bush at the time said the goal was to bring Western democracy to this area of the world. That was the goal. And, folks, you need to understand something. These people hate us over there. Yeah, I know there's a small group that wants democracy, but it was a small group. They were the minority. You've got a bunch of tribal leaders in Afghanistan. We're not talking about England. We're not talking about Mexico or Guatemala. No, we're talking about almost a primitive-style country where you've got warlords, you've got tribes feuding against each other. It's a mess over there. And for whatever reason, the American government thought we could go in there and fix all of this and bring democracy and freedom and, I don't know, Chick-fil-A to Kabul. Do they have a Chick-fil-A in Kabul? Grace Baker, do some research. But I'm wondering if a part of the problem here is that we were trying to shove a Western agenda down their throat. And I say this as gently as possible. I don't think the Taliban is real keen on drag queens. I'm just saying it. I don't think they are. Drag Queen Story Hour over at Kabul Elementary School, I don't think that's going to go over very well. So during Gay Pride Month, and I'm getting to what Don Trump wrote about, during Gay Pride Month, they dropped a massive, giant rainbow flag outside the embassy in Kabul. And they also, I believe, had the Black Lives Matter flag out there, but probably more so the Gay Pride flag. Do you think that was perceived among the Taliban and the Muslims in Afghanistan as a great big F-U? Up yours. So Don Jr. wrote this on Twitter this morning. I wonder if our government officials in Afghanistan will leave some literature on gender pronouns and CRT behind when they evacuate our embassy so that the Taliban can educate themselves and become a stronger fighting force. Hopefully the Taliban will leave the pride flag up. I don't think so, Don Jr. But it's a good thought, because right now the military and the CIA, they're more focused on critical race theory and appreciating people's personal pronouns than they are killing the enemy. The CIA especially, we did a story, what was it, a couple of months ago, they were putting out the videos of the kinds of people they were recruiting at the CIA. And they're not looking for the best spies in the world. They're looking for people who are politically correct. And one of the people was the librarian, the gay librarian. You guys remember this? We'll try to find this audio for you. And the gay librarian at CIA headquarters at Langley was saying, oh, instead of doing all of this other stuff, we invite the CIA spies to come into the library so we can play games with them. Well, you know, how did that work out? How did that work out for us, America? How did it work out when you had the CIA agents, instead of honing their craft, instead of trying to figure out exactly how strong the Taliban was and what they were capable of doing, instead of doing that, the CIA spies were sitting around in the library at Langley playing Yahtzee, an operation. What's going on here? So my question to you, ladies and gentlemen, is this. Where do we go from here? Donald Trump says that the president needs to resign in disgrace. He does, but that's probably not going to happen. What is broken in our military right now, and how do we fix it? What is broken in the CIA, and how do we fix it? Because what's happening in Afghanistan is going to have serious, serious ramifications here on American soil. We could be looking at another 9/11 style attack. That's how serious this is. 844-747-8868, toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Our website, by the way, is toddstearns.com. We have tons of video, tons of stories for you. Check it out. We'll be right back. My friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop by simply creating the best pillow. Mike created the Giza Dream Bed Sheets. They look and feel great, which means an even better night's sleep for me, which is crucial for my busy schedule. Mike found the world's best cotton called Giza. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable. Mike's Giza sheets come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. The first night you sleep on the Giza sheet, you will never want to sleep on anything else. Giza Dream Sheets come in a variety of sizes and colors. Mike's latest incredible deal is the sale of the year. For a limited time, you get 50% off the Giza Dream Sheets. You receive a set for as low as $49.99. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use the promo code STARNS. You'll find not only this amazing offer, but also deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, MyPillow towel sets, and so much more. Call 800-839-8506 and use the promo code STARNS, or go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code STARNS. All right, we're getting some new information in from our friends over at Senator Tom Cotton's office. It turns out that there are a number of Americans that are trapped in Afghanistan. Apparently, they could not reach the airport, so now they are trapped behind the Taliban checkpoints, and they cannot reach the American perimeter, and they don't know what to do. So, Senator Tom Cotton, now some of you out there may know people, and again, I'm going to give this telephone number out to you. But don't call this if you don't have somebody over in Afghanistan. They don't want to be bothered with that. But if you know someone, if you have a family member and they are trapped and they don't know what to do, as a matter of fact, one of the guests on today's show had to back out because she's got a loved one over in Afghanistan, and she's in that situation. I want you to call this number, 501-223-9081. That's the office number for Senator Tom Cotton. He shared this information earlier today. That's 501-223-9081. Now, before we go to the phones, I want to play this audio. We were able to, Kyle was able to go back into the Todd Stern Show time machine. This is the librarian over at CIA headquarters.
Growing up gay in a small southern town, I was lucky to have a wonderful and accepting family. I always struggled with the idea that I might not be able to discuss my personal life at work. Imagine my surprise when I was taking my oath at CIA and I noticed a rainbow on then-director Brennan's lanyard, which I later learned was designed by Engel, one of the many employee resource groups here at the agency. I remember being stunned. Since then, however, I've learned that far beyond the resource groups, inclusion is a core value here. Officers from the top down work hard to ensure that every single person, whatever their gender, gender identity, race, disability, or sexual orientation, can bring their entire self to work every day.
That's the modern day CIA, ladies and gentlemen. It's all about your identity. That's what it's about. It's not about getting information to protect American citizens. It's not about killing the bad guys. That's not what it's about anymore. Well, we're going to go to the phones here. And the question is, what do you want to see happen here? Do you want the military to be the greatest fighting force on the planet? Or do you want them to be nation builders? Do you want them to be babysitters? As a matter of fact, going back to the early days of the Afghanistan war, they were literally telling the soldiers, they were telling the Marines that they could not shoot people. So they're engaged in a battle, and they had to be very careful not to shoot any sort of, you know, bystanders. I mean, they're in the middle of a war. And as somebody pointed out, everybody, when you go into a place like Afghanistan, the bad guys are not wearing military uniforms. They look just like everybody else. And you've got to, they hate you over there. And why do they hate you? We're talking about a Muslim nation, ladies and gentlemen. They hate us. They hate us. They despise our way of life. they don't have any problem blowing us all to smithereens. We all learned that the hard way on 9/11. So I'm telling you, there are lessons to be learned here. But at some point in American history, we're going to have to look back on all of this, and we're going to have to ask ourselves some very hard-hitting questions. But they were actually going to give out medals. They had talked about this. They were going to give our fighting men and women medals for practicing restraint on the battlefield. What's that all about? You're going to get a medal for not killing the enemy? What happens with that enemy you did not kill turns around and kills one of your colleagues? This is what they've been having to deal with. This whole thing has been a mess from day one. And there's a lot of blame to go around, but I'm telling you, most of the blame goes to Barack Hussein Obama. And you remember this, folks. Remember that it was Obama who fired the generals. It was Obama who replaced those God-fearing, patriotic men and women with progressive, woke, critical race theory leaders, General Mark Milley being chief among them. So a lot of this is on Obama. I'm not saying he bears all the responsibility, but a large chunk of it, 75%, is on him and his policies. All right, let's go to the phones, 844-747-8868. Charles, listening to us on WSIC in North Carolina. Charles, what's on your mind?
Hey, Todd, thanks for having me on your show. Todd, I was alive and watched the helicopters leave Saigon in 1975, so this is deja vu all over again, what we've seen over the weekend. But what's on my mind is not only are we under assault abroad, but you look what's going on the southern border with over 1.2 million people coming across our border in 7 months. It's clear that the Biden regime has abdicated protecting Americans intentionally. I don't think it's accidental. And then you combine that with what's going on here at home, just how more autocratic the government's become with indoctrination, CRT, mask mandates, vaccine mandates, weaponizing the state to go after its political opponents. And all of this is being done, Todd, by an administration that in my mind, and as I think Mike Lindell proved last week at his cyber symposium, that was not legitimately elected, and there needs to be forensic audits. But what do you think needs to be done to get rid of this regime? Because we can't wait, in my opinion, another 6 months, especially another year and a half. I mean, this country is already becoming unrecognizable from what it used to be. And as Ronald Reagan said, freedom is but one generation away from extinction. So what do you think we need to do to facilitate getting rid of the Biden administration?
Well, there's not much we can do right now, Charles, to be honest with you. I mean, there's just not. The Republicans don't have the numbers in Congress. If we were able to, I think 2022 becomes vitally important because that is the stopgap. That is where we can put a stop to the Biden agenda and at least curtail some of the horrible things that have been happening to the nation. But, Charles, I want you to think about something for a moment. This is not just about Afghanistan. The message that the United States of America just sent to the rest of the world is that we no longer have your back. And if I'm China right now, I am licking my lips because they could go and invade Taiwan and Joe Biden would not lift a finger.
Absolutely. You're absolutely correct. He wouldn't lift a finger for Hong Kong or Taiwan. And if I was Taiwanese right now, that would scare the hell out of me.
Yes. And I'm telling you, and again, so we ever find ourselves in a conflict and we ask for help. You think help is going to come? I don't think so. This has destroyed our reputation on the world stage, and this is absolutely humiliating. And I am curious to hear, I would love to hear from Vietnam veterans, because the comparisons have been made to Saigon. Charles, I'm telling you, this is a heck of a lot worse than Saigon, my friend.
Oh, much worse. You know, with the collapse of Saigon, it took a couple of years. This hasn't even taken 2 months. And
it took a couple of days. Charles, it took a couple of days. I mean, what were they thinking?
Exactly. I mean, if somebody needs to be held accountable, from the Secretary of Defense, the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs, the Department of Homeland Security, the Secretary of State. These guys need to go. And everybody, this ought to plant a big seed of doubt in anybody's mind that ever supported Joe Biden, that this guy is weak and he is no leader and he is a detriment to the security of this country.
Yeah, you know, I hear what you're saying there, Charles, but I don't think the people who voted for Biden care about that. They don't care. My concern are all the Never Trumpers who stayed home or they actively campaigned against Donald Trump. They're the ones that need to get this message because this is on them. Charles, let me ask you this. Do you think if this had happened, if this had gone down during Donald Trump's presidency, how do you think Trump would have handled this?
Well, he gave them terms and conditions, you know, when he announced that we were going to withdraw. But I think if something like this happened, I think he would have known about it beforehand and just how weak the Afghan forces were. And I think he would have done something militarily to the Taliban, or at least gotten Americans out of there, you know, safely. Because right now, these guys are just cut off over there. And the world's lost total respect for us.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Charles, appreciate the call, and we appreciate you listening to us. We appreciate all of our great listeners on WSIC there in Statesville, North Carolina. You know what? I'll tell you what. I will go out on a limb and I will tell you what Donald Trump would have done. He would have unleashed holy hell on the Taliban. And I'm telling you, at this very moment, there would have been most of the Taliban leadership and their followers would have been hanging out in the hereafter with their 72 vegans or virgins, depending on what translation of the Quran you read. That's what would have happened. All right, let's go to Chattanooga, Tennessee. Janine, listening to us on Nuga Radio. All right, Janine, what's on your mind today?
Hey, if this is not a political battle, it's a spiritual battle. And, you know, the LGBTQ stole God's symbol of the rainbow as their symbol. It's a stolen symbol. Now, America is getting exactly what it deserves. And we've had let abortion go on, this slaughter of the unborn, and this just desecration of society. And what makes us think we can go into a Muslim country and change their beliefs? Why did we even go in the first
Janine,
place?
Janine, honest to God, this is handle the Bible. I've been asking this question from day one. I mean, that's so foolish. And Janine, here, people don't understand this. The reason why we are the most exceptional nation on earth and the reason why we are the only free nation on earth is because our founding documents were based on Judeo-Christian values and principles. And Janine, you know this. You know this as a Christian woman. At the heart of that, at the heart of the Christian belief system is this idea of choice. You can choose whether to follow God or not. That is your choice. That is what freedom is about. The Muslim countries, they don't give you a choice. Well, they do. You can either, you know, you can either repent and pledge your allegiance to Allah, or you can, you know, get your head chopped off.
Mm-hmm.
So my contention
you,
is that,
Todd.
Yeah, Janine, you're very welcome, and thank you for calling in. And that's, Janine raises a great point. You see, these people, we were fighting a secular war. We were fighting a war for the hearts and the minds. And we felt like maybe flying the gate flag out at the embassy and going progressive and secular was the way to win the hearts and the minds. Meanwhile, the Muslims over there, they were waging a jihad against us. Same thing happened in Iraq. And look, this is America. You can live your life however you want to live your life. But I'm telling you, 20 years, folks, 20 years. And I asked this question, what was it for? 20 years. As we watched the heartbreaking video of a United States Marine carefully folding Old Glory and clinging to the flag as he was evacuating out of Kabul yesterday. That photograph taken exclusively on FoxNews.com. That's where we are right now, folks. America was on the run. All right, 844-747-8868, toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. We'll be right back.
Triggering microaggressions from coast to coast. It's Todd Starnes.
I've noticed something about Clarissa Ward, who is one of the CNN lady reporters, and she's over in Afghanistan. The lady is just, she's rock solid. I don't agree with her politics, but she's a pretty darn good reporter out there, and she has established herself as a war correspondent. And you gotta, you know, I do respect those reporters that are out there putting themselves on the front lines, covering those kinds of stories. The videographers, the photographers, they're doing some incredible work out there. But I noticed something very interesting, Grace Baker. First of all, Clarissa Ward, and, you know, she works at CNN now. So I want to play some audio. This is Clarissa Ward talking about the Taliban thugs that are marching in the streets.
What's your message to America right now? America already spent enough time in Afghanistan. They need to leave, he tells us. They already lost lots of lives and lots of money. People come up to them to pose for photographs. Chanting death to America, but they seem friendly at the same time. It's utterly bizarre.
Grace Baker, you look horrified.
Bizarre is one word for it, I guess.
Wow. No, that's what they call a peaceful protest.
I forgot. This is CNN. The fiery but mostly peaceful protest.
CNN, the most profane name in news. That's what
true.
I'm telling you.
Brian, Negro Network.
Yeah, thank you, Judge Joe Brown. Yes. So Clarissa Ward is out there, and Grace, I know you're fashion forward. You like, you're very fashion fashionable.
Thank you. Fashion savvy.
Thank you. That's the word I was looking for. You look good.
Thanks.
And so Clarissa Ward yesterday was wearing a lovely ensemble. She had a red dress on, and she was really working it for the camera there.
Her hair was done up nice.
Her hair was did up, as they say. She got her hair did, as they say.
Got her hair did.
Got her hair did. And today I noticed she looks like a Muslim cleric or something.
Yeah, dark, in all like dark clothing, too.
Wearing the hijab,
yep.
The whole nine yards. So
quite the wardrobe change there.
That's the Taliban. I'm wondering if they sent out orders for the journalist. You know, here's what you're going to wear.
Unfortunately, she's probably trying to blend in. With the others, too.
Could be. It is, in all seriousness, she needs to get out of there.
Yes, it does.
A very dangerous situation right now, especially for female journalists. And I don't mean to be sexist, but she's an American citizen, and we've got to look after our people no matter how liberal they are. We got to get them out of there.
Agreed.
And so, folks, again, Tom Cotton, Senator Cotton, is trying to offer help. We're trying to figure out how many Americans are trapped behind enemy lines in Afghanistan. It is a very bad situation, and it's getting worse. Now, the White House, the president's going to be speaking later on this afternoon. We will, I'm sure we will be broadcasting those remarks live on your local radio station. So just listen to your local radio station. The concern I have here is, where do we go from here? We have a border that, for all intents and purposes, is an open border. And we don't know what's been coming across that border, and I suspect, as many of you do, that some very bad people have been crossing. One of the things the Taliban started to do, they opened up the prisons, and they are letting lots of very bad people out, including someone who was held at Guantanamo Bay. Now, my question is, who let that guy out? Barack Hussein Obama. So now you've got these guys out there that want to blow America up. We've got an open border, and you better believe there's going to be a pipeline between Afghanistan and our southern border. And it goes through South America all the way up through Guatemala and Mexico. So we've got to pay very close attention to what's about to happen. Hey, Liz Harrington, a spokesperson for President Trump, is going to be with us coming up. Also, our good friend Senator Marsha Blackburn is going to weigh in as well. And we're going to take your calls as well. Is this worse than the Vietnam War? We would also love to hear from veterans, those of you who have served in the war. Get your thoughts on this. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. The website where you can download our free podcast, toddstearns.com. We'll be right back, America.
Broadcasting coast to coast and border to border from Memphis, Tennessee. It's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging deplorable.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to Hour 2 of the big show. Good to have you with us today. You know, I have a question about all of this breaking news out of Afghanistan, and it involves New York State, the state capital, Albany, New York. I just have a question here to ask, something to contemplate, something to ponder. If you're a woman, are you better off in Afghanistan or Andrew Cuomo's executive chamber? Grace, what's wrong? You look flush.
I don't know if I can comment on this one.
I'm just throwing that out there. Either way, I think you're in big trouble.
Yeah, that's one
word
for it.
That's all I'm saying here. Folks, we are watching breaking news out of Afghanistan, and it is changing rapidly. President Biden is finally out of hiding. We were wondering, quite frankly, if he was still alive. I mean, you have Jen Psaki announced she was out of town for a week. And then you've got Biden, who was radio silent. We didn't know if he'd been incapacitated, but apparently, for whatever, we don't know what was happening, but he is apparently well enough to speak. So he'll be speaking to the nation later on this afternoon about what happened in Afghanistan. Well, to help us figure all of this out, one of our favorites here on the Todd Starnes radio program, the great radio first lady of radio herself, Mary Walter. Hi, Mary. How's it going?
Wow. After an intro like that, I hope I can live up to expectations. Thank you so much.
My goodness. You know, Mary, I mean, we knew it was going to be bad over in Afghanistan. But when you look, I'm curious to get your take on what you saw when this whole thing collapsed over there.
You know, what you had said earlier, and you asked Grace, if she wanted to comment, and you drew the line and the similarities between what's, being a woman in Afghanistan, being a woman under Governor Cuomo. You and I must be kindred spirits, because yesterday I asked on Twitter and on Facebook, so, where's all the hashtag Me Too people, all of the, we believe her people, where are all the gay rights supporters who so fervently support the Democrats? They're right as we speak, there are gay people being beheaded, being thrown off roofs. Even if you're rumored to be gay, that's how you get rid of your enemies. You just side with the Taliban, go, well, that guy's gay, and they'll throw him off a roof or chop his head off. The women right now are being forced into the full burqas. They're going door to door, and they are ripping small girls away from their families to be sold into sex slavery. And we have nothing but silence. And haven't we been told that silence is violence? I believe that's what we've been preached to. You know what else is silent? The entire left is quiet on this, although you are starting to hear some rumblings. I forced myself to watch MSNBC today because I think it's important to hear the other side. And even Mika Brzezinski's guest called this inept and said it was Joe Biden's Saigon. Even her guest, she couldn't even get compliance from an MSNBC guest.
Well,
that tells you a lot.
No, it does. And then you have Clarissa Ward. We've got some audio here. She is now a reporter with CNN.
The Negro Network.
Yes. Thank you, Judge Joe Brown. That's what he calls it, by the way.
I know.
Let's listen to Clarissa Ward as she's wearing a hijab, by the way. She is covered head to toe in black. Mm-hmm. Here's Clarissa Ward.
Us, they already lost lots of lives and lots of money. People come up to them to pose for photographs.
They're just chanting death to America, but they seem friendly at the same time. It's utterly bizarre.
Oh, they're just a friendly bunch palling around chanting death to America, Mary Walter.
You know, what I have heard and over again, and as I said, I watched Mika Brzezinski this morning twist herself into an Olympic gymnast in order to blame Donald Trump for this. Is you keep hearing that, you know, well, Donald Trump was going to do this. Donald Trump's plan. It's not Donald Trump's plan. That is a flat out lie, but it's all they have right now. There is a right way to do something, and then there's this. General Milley was clearly so busy teaching our white soldiers to hate themselves for the color of their skin with his critical race theory training. He was so worried on our troops being woke. Apparently, no one paid attention to what was happening here. And then to have, as you mentioned, our president to just go on vacation. Our vice president is, I swear they have her locked in a broom closet. I think Jill Biden has her in a broom closet somewhere. We haven't seen her in months. And then you have the press secretary just up out of the office. Sorry, leave a message. I'll get back to you. I think they feel that they're going to get the same treatment that Barack Obama would have gotten in this, but it's not happening. I think that the people who are running the show are behind the scenes. They're all a bunch of I think maybe pundits, maybe, you know, the learned class, the Susan Rices, the Ron Klains. Those are the ones who are currently running the show. And it's not working because they have no real life experience. They're thinkers, just like President Obama was a thinker, was never a doer. And he should have listened. Joe Biden should have listened to the military. He didn't have to rip up Donald Trump's plan for getting out. But because it was Donald Trump's plan, he chose to rip it up and just pull them all out at once. And now they're all shocked. There's bodies falling from planes as these people are trying to cling to these planes that are leaving the airport. And they're falling out of the sky. This is absolute slaughter. And they're trying so hard to blame it on Donald Trump. It's not Donald Trump's plan. This is 100% Biden. And I wonder if this is the first step in taking him out of office.
Oh, I'm with you on that. And again, go back to Osama bin Laden. Remember, Biden says he was the guy who said, no, stand down. So his thought process in foreign policy is to do nothing. But when you go back, Mary, and we're watching this unfold right now in Afghanistan in real time, now you've got the State Department saying, well, we're not going to prioritize whether the Afghan allies or the Americans get out of Dodge first. I mean, as much as I love these people and I love the freedom-loving Afghanis, we've got to take care of our American people first. We've got to get them out of there. And this should have been handled months ago. But this is unbelievable. We're looking at, quite frankly, a larger scale Benghazi here.
Oh, absolutely. And these are the questions. I will give props to Jake Tapper, because even a blind squirrel will eventually find a nut. But Jake Tapper was saying that this was done wrong. And he kept asking whoever was around from the administration. I forget. Excuse me for forgetting who exactly he had on. I'm sure it was someone like four tiers down since everyone else has left Dodge. And he was saying, well, wait a minute. You know, to your point, why weren't the Americans taken out first? Why did we not do that? Why did we not get the interpreters, get their families, bring them to the airport? And you know, because Donald Trump had an agreement with the Taliban that they would feel the wrath of America if they harmed Americans or anyone else trying to get out of Afghanistan before they got out. And none of that was done. And there are still Americans. The last thing I heard, and I'm sure it's changing by the minute, there are Americans trapped, can't get out of Kabul. They're trapped. They may not be in the embassies, but they're Americans. There's no plan. They were firing. Our Marines killed two people who were firing on the people on the tarmac in Kabul. It's like a shooting gallery. They're fish in a bowl. And here's an interesting question, Todd. I'm sure you saw the pictures of all those people on the runway at the airport trying to get out. There were no women and children. Where were they? They were all men.
It's a great question. And to your point, we got word from Senator Tom Cotton's office that they are hearing from many Americans who were caught behind enemy lines. They were not allowed to get to the airport for whatever reason. And the question now is, OK, are we looking at a possible, you know, Iran hostage crisis situation? I'm not sure we can take the Taliban at their word. And this could get very ugly. Well, look, I mean, President Trump had him in, and, you know, again, he negotiated deals. Yep. And now those deals are gone.
Well, exactly. And that was one of the criticisms I was listening to MEGA throw around. Well, Donald Trump was talking to the Taliban. He was going to bring them to the White House. You know, he was as if he were complicit with the Taliban. And that's not, they don't understand the ability of President Trump to estimate, you know, to understand his enemy and get what he wants. Look at Kim Jong-un in North Korea. He was capable of making him feel important. The man has a supersized ego. Donald Trump understood that. He made him feel important. The Taliban were inevitably going to take over Afghanistan. We all know that. Look, we 20 years. They clearly don't want to defend their own country. They're clearly, they don't have the will. They don't want to. So Donald Trump recognized that as well, as I think we all do. And he was like, okay, we're giving it to you. We're not wasting it any more American blood, any more treasure, American treasure on this. It's going to be yours. Here's the timeline for it to be yours. You either put up or shut up.
Yeah, you do wonder at this point, who, I mean, are heads going to roll? Is Biden going to fire the generals? Yeah. I mean, some, yeah, you know, are they just going to turn a blind eye to all this? And I don't think they can, because the media, they're out for blood here. And I'm wondering, like you said earlier, is this the first step in maybe removing Biden from office or forcing him out?
Who do they put him in? They know that Kamala Harris does not poll well. She didn't even make it to the Iowa caucuses. She's very unlikable. She's not a good woman. They've taken her out off the border because she did nothing. So they have a problem. Do you put Kamala Harris in next? Is that better? I think they know it's not.
Unbelievable.
They got a problem.
All right. Good stuff as always. We've got links to your sites over at the Blive Show blog, ToddStearns.com. Mary, always good hearing from you.
Thank you so much for having me, and have a great week.
All right, Mary Walter, ladies and gentlemen, a great broadcaster and a great insight as well, as we sort of break down what's happening in Afghanistan right now. What a mess. All right, we've got to take a break here, and we're opening up the phone lines, and we would love to hear from you, especially if you are a military veteran, to get your thoughts about where we are now. But I believe what we're looking at is the results of Barack Obama firing so many incredible generals and replacing them with woke men and women. That's what I think we're dealing with here. 844-747-8868, toll-free telephone number, 844-747-8868. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Todd Starnes.
All right, 3:45, ladies and gentlemen. That's when President Biden is expected to address the nation. Got to be watching that on Newsmax TV. You know, Nielsen says more than 30 million Americans are now tuning into Newsmax. It's one of the biggest media stories of the decade. Newsmax available on all major cable systems now. And if you cut the cord and don't get cable, you can still get Newsmax. You can find it on your smart TVs like Samsung, LG. You can also go to your smart TV channel guide or just download the free Newsmax app. That's what I did. Newsmax also streams free on Roku, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, and TiVo. By the way, 7 million people have the Newsmax app on their smartphone. 7 million people. It takes just a few seconds to download. There's no paywall, no subscription. You can watch Newsmax for breaking news anytime, anywhere. You know, President Trump said Newsmax is really good. It's huge. Forbes called Newsmax a news powerhouse. So find out why tens of millions of Americans are watching Newsmax TV, going to Newsmax.com for breaking news. It is a source I trust, and you can too. All you have to do is watch Newsmax TV today. You know, Grace Baker, I have a question for you. Speaking of Newsmax. So I have been debating this for years now, but I think I'm getting ready to cut the cord.
Really?
And get rid of cable.
I think you should.
Are you a cable person?
I'm not.
Is that right?
Yeah. I have like YouTube TV, which sort of kind of counts because I can watch live sports on it and stuff. But that's all I really care about. Like, I don't need cable for my news or anything else.
I realized last night as I was watching news coverage, and I find that was the first time I'd actually turned on the TV side and actually used cable. Because I'm always on the, you know, the Apple TV or, you know, watching the, I've downloaded the Paramount app and things like that.
Sure.
But I'm curious, you know, I would be curious, Grace, to know how many of our listeners have done that, have cut the cord. We were reading a letter from Miss Evelyn. Remember that last week, last Friday? And she said that she no longer gets cable television.
I think that makes total sense. Most of my friends don't have cable.
A lot of people, you know, I got it for the bundle.
Sure.
But, you know, I just don't use it.
No. I mean, just figure out a way to watch your college football in the fall and you're good, right?
That is the only issue.
That's it.
Because the Weather Channel used to be really good, but now, you know, they're woke as all get out.
Which is interesting.
It's bizarre.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand that channel. By they're getting. I was checking over with the tropical storm coming up. So all you folks on the Gulf Coast, be careful. But look, it's just a big wind. All right, but but Weather Channel makes everything seem like catastrophic.
Well, of course.
Oh my God! It's raining! It's raining! Pellets, large pellets of water, liquefied water.
Well, I'll tell you all, Mike. We talked Friday, Todd, after I left here, our radio station, and I nearly got stuck in a flood out on one of our main roads, Poplar Avenue.
You got caught in a flash flood?
I almost did.
Oh, my goodness.
There was a car up to its headlights in water. I said, I'm turning around.
That's unfortunate. Yeah. That's unfortunate.
But I made it. I could have done a weather. Should have called the Weather Channel.
You should have called. They would have brought to what's that guy's name? Jim Cantore down.
The world is ending. There's rain. There's water.
You know those people, have you seen them? They'll be like, you know, oh, it's like 30 feet of water. And then somebody's like walking behind them,
yes.
Like traipsing through.
Given dead giveaway.
Like a couple of inches of water. So I was doing that in Missouri years ago, but I was literally, I had the hip waders on. And I was about waist deep at an intersection. And the deputy comes over the intercom system of the car, patrol car. And he was pointing at me and said, I was about to do a live report on Fox, and the guy was like, attention please to the journalist out there in the middle of the intersection, and that was me. Yes, you sir, you will notice to your immediate left, you see that giant blob coming to you, sir? This is in Missouri. I said, yes, I see. I'll look over. Sir, that's a nest of rattlesnakes coming in your general direction.
What the?
I was like squawking at him. I'm like, wait, what? Let me tell you something, Grace Baker. Jesus ain't the only one who walks on water.
Oh, my God!
I'm just saying. Just saying. All right, let's go to the phones here. Brenda, Memphis, Tennessee, on KWAM. Brenda, what's on your mind?
I just want to say, and I'm not going to hold you long, I want to say that we're headed to a one-world government. And I believe that who's going to be the king over us? I believe it won't be Biden. I believe it's going to be Putin. And I might be wrong about it. That's all I have to say. Y'all have a blessed day.
All right. Vladimir Putin, huh? A one world government. Well, that could be interesting. Look, Brenda, I don't know where all of this washes out. But I think Mary Walter was right. I mean, look, Kamala Harris is dead in the water. She's not going to be. I mean, she may be president, but she's not going to be. She's not the one calling the shots. And I think when it's all said and done, somebody, because this administration's leaking like a sieve, don't be surprised if Barack Obama's the guy pulling the strings on all of this. Don't be surprised. All right, 844-747-8868, toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Got to take a break. We'll be right back. Folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Honored to have you with us. Want to go right now to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Senator Marsha Blackburn on the line with us. Senator, thank you for joining us on a very troubling day in American history.
Yes, you're correct. It is a troubling, mournful day. And we started following this and getting briefed on these issues late last week, Todd. And the situation has gone from bad to worse. It did not have to be this way. This could have been avoided. President Trump had an exit strategy. It was conditions-based. It was based on threat assessment. And President Biden chose to ignore the advice of his advisors, our nation's military advisors. It is why an overwhelming majority of the American people oppose the way he is conducting this drawdown. They oppose what they see happening in Afghanistan, which is truly a humanitarian disaster. It is a disaster for our foreign policy because people are being left behind who have been there to help us and support us in our mission, which people need to remember. This was the war on terror. And what we have done is go 20 years without an attack in the U.S. And we need to make certain that our allies are going to stand with us and not recognize the Taliban as the government of Afghanistan.
Senator, I know that Senator Tom Cotton has mentioned that he's getting lots of calls from people who have loved ones that are trapped behind the enemy lines. What about yourself? Are you getting any calls from your constituents?
Yeah, you know what, Todd? We've been working on some cases for months, actually. And we are getting a lot of calls. Anyone who is listening to you, any of the Afghani Americans, and they have people there and they are not able to get in touch, they certainly should go to our website, blackburn.senate.gov, call the office closest to them. We are working on this nonstop, and my team and I worked all weekend.
You know, Senator, lost in all of this, you don't hear any of the Democrats talking about the attacks on women, not just women, but the LGBT community. I mean, this is a very, very dangerous situation that's unfolding.
Well, you're right. And the attacks on women and children and the way they're being devalued, we're getting reports of women already being abused and raped. We're getting reports that they are painting over women in salons in Kabul. Women are out trying to cover themselves, cover up books. All of this is taking place because the Taliban is so abusive of women. They have a history of being abusive of women and girls, and we know that they're going to slaughter a lot of these women and girls.
Now, we know the president is going to speak at 3:45, but there are incredibly troubling to not hear from the president over the weekend. I mean, this has been unfolding over the past several days now. There's been radio silence from the White House. Has this concerned you and your colleagues up on Capitol Hill?
Of course it has. And as I said, we've been briefed regularly through this process. We have troops from Fort Campbell, so we have Tennesseans who are already on the ground or are currently en route. And I will tell you this, there is concern. I talked to a retired Marine. They are hopeful this is not an ambush because they know that China has spoken out in support of the Taliban, saying they're going to recognize them. They're just very hopeful that we can get these Afghanis who have fought with us, who have stood with us, and our American citizens who have worked there at the embassy. We hope that we can get them out.
Yeah, I mean, you know, people are saying, oh, this is another Saigon. I think this may be worse than Saigon.
Oh, listen, this is worse than Saigon, and here's the reason why. The North Vietnamese were not going to carry out a global jihad, and the Taliban has said they will carry out a global jihad. They see this as a very important step in carrying that out. And what they're looking for is domination. What the Chinese Communist Party is looking for is global domination.
On the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, Senator Marsha Blackburn from Tennessee. Senator, there's been a lot of concern about intelligence gathering and whether or not these woke policies that are being implemented at the Pentagon and CIA headquarters are actually hampering our efforts to do our job over there. What say you?
What we have to realize is that the goal of the U.S. military is to defend the homeland, and lethality is a very important component of that. our frustration at the Senate Armed Services Committee is that they've had their eye off the ball the past 7 months. And instead of focusing on lethality, as we went through the National Defense Authorization Act, they wanted to talk about things that were not specific to defending the homeland.
My goodness. It's what, you know, again,
yeah,
this is.
You know, Todd, CRT and all these things. I am one of those individuals. I believe in equality. I believe in equal justice, equal treatment. I want everyone to be recognized appropriately. I appreciate the merit-based system of the U.S. military, the hard work that goes there. And to take the eye off the ball and say, we have to put these other components first. The job of the U.S. military is to provide for the common defense. That is a constitutional duty. And it is important that they focus on lethality, keeping us safe.
And you and I both know, Senator, that it's not so much what's happening now in Afghanistan, but it's what's also happening at our southern border, where we don't know what's coming across. And that is very alarming now that they're opening up these prisons and letting these people out over there in Afghanistan.
Well, what we do know is this. We know that people from 150 different countries have come across the southern border this year. And Border Patrol has confirmed that. We do know that people are there. It's pipe dreaming if they think the Mexican cartels, the China cartels that are producing all this fentanyl and these drugs are not tied in together, and that through these China cartels that Taliban is not going to be tied in with them. And Secretary Mayorkas admitted it this week, although it was on a hot mic and he didn't realize the comment would get out. This southern border is not sustainable. It has to be secured. The human trafficking, sex trafficking, drug trafficking, all of this is making it onto our streets. Every town's a border town. Every state's a border state. And what we do know is that the crime issue has risen in every city, every county.
What do you want to hear from the president this afternoon, 3:45 Eastern?
The president needs to say, I made a grave error. He should say he is praying for the safety of our men and women, that they have a plan B. So far, they've not had anything to say about a plan B, and that they are not going to leave anybody behind. And I just am praying, and I hope your listeners are all praying for the safety of these men and women, and for trying to provide safety and safe harbor for these Afghanis that have supported the U.S. troops.
Well said. All right, Senator, we're going to leave it there. Thank you. I know it's a busy day up on Capitol Hill. We appreciate you taking time this afternoon.
Absolutely. Thank you, Todd.
All right, Senator Marsha Blackburn with some very sobering news. For those of you who live in the state of Tennessee, she said that soldiers from Fort Campbell are being dispatched or have been dispatched to Afghanistan. So I know a lot of you folks are going to be paying very close attention, and especially our listeners at KWAM in Memphis and also Nuga Radio. So we will certainly be paying close attention to that. She also says there are concerns about a possible ambush. So we've got to keep our eyes and ears open for that. And she said that they are now getting reports of women and girls being abused and raped in Afghanistan. This just in from Jake Tapper. And by the way, got to tell you, Jake Tapper's been doing a heck of a job over the past 48 hours. He's been asking the hard-hitting questions of this administration. Jake Tapper, and I want to read this verbatim, the Washington Post publisher has emailed President Biden's national security advisor, and this is the email, urgent request on behalf of the New York Times, Wall Street Journal, and Washington Post to help get 204 journalists, support staff, and families to safety. Now, I want to say something here. We're Americans. Even the progressive leftist, yes, I know they're morons, but they're Americans. And on this radio program, we defend Americans. We have a responsibility to protect all of our fellow countrymen, not just the ones we agree with. And the idea that the Biden administration would put all of these journalists and their families in harm's way is repulsive. It is sickening. And you can say what you want to say about Donald John Trump, but he wouldn't do that. He would not do that. That tells you a lot about Joe Biden and this administration's allegiance. They don't care about anybody but themselves. This is sickening. And we just have to hope and pray that we're not going to get into a shooting war over this, folks. Do you understand? We are at a precarious spot here. And we are literally relying on the Taliban to be men of their word. And these people are satanic demons. But this is where we are. This is where Joe Biden has put this country. And I promise you, folks, every Democrat who loves America ought to be raising holy you-know-what up on Capitol Hill right now. All right, we're going to go to the – you know what? Let's go to the phones real quick. Steve's been holding on for a while, Central Arkansas. Steve, you just heard the senator there. What is on your mind?
You were asking the question, Todd, which is worse, Vietnam or Afghanistan? And I'm looking at it kind of two ways. Vietnam was a larger loss to human life, probably, which makes that bad. But what makes Afghanistan is completely unforgivable is we didn't learn a damn thing from Vietnam. We turned right around and did the same thing over again. And we've been doing that ever since Vietnam.
Steve,
it's one thing to make a mistake, but when you keep making the same mistake, that's what's the old definition of insanity? My God, how is this forgivable?
I'll take you a step further, Steve. I think what happened with Vietnam is we didn't learn our lessons from the Korean conflict when General MacArthur wanted to go in and take out North Korea and address the Chinese, and he was fired. Truman fired him for that. So, I mean, we have our history, our recent history, the last half of the 20th century, is littered with horrible foreign policy and military decisions, from Korea to Vietnam to what George H.W. Don't forget Iran with the Shah. And then you've got George H.W. Bush deciding to let Saddam Hussein stay in power.
I agree. Now, one thing I will disagree a little bit, but South Korea is still an independent country. So maybe there was that little bit accomplished in Korea. But everything else that we're talking about has been a complete, utter failure.
Well, no doubt about that. And I hear what you're saying. But the reality is Korea was Korea before it became South Korea and North Korea. So, it's a big mess, Steve. And here's my take on it. If you don't want freedom and democracy, fine. Nice knowing you. That's what I say. But no more treasure. No more American treasure spilled in these countries.
Here's my take. Military action is a last resort. If you're down to that last resort, what justification do you have for holding back?
Well said. Steve, we got to run, got to take a break. 844-747-8868, toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Folks, I don't know about you guys, but when it comes to towels, I'm a little particular, and that's why I'm excited to tell you about our good friend Mike Lindell. Not only is he busy trying to save our nation, but he's also making some incredible products just for us, including his brand new towels. And these are pretty awesome things here, folks. You're going to get a 6-piece set, 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, 2 washcloths made with USA cotton. It's normally $109, but Mike is going to give you those towels for just $39.99. All you have to do is go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials, and you are going to get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the towels. But you have to enter the promo code STARNS. That's MyPillow.com. You got to enter the promo code STARNS. You can also call 800-839-8506. But don't forget, when the operator comes on, tell her you want to use the promo code STARNS. We'll be right back.
It's the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
right, let's go right to the phones. Danny listening to us on KWAM radio, our flagship station. Danny, I understand your son was in the military.
Absolutely. Thank you for, again, for all of what you're doing for American patriots. And I have two sons, and 9 years ago today, both sons were putting on bulletproof vests to go to work. One son is officer with the Memphis Police Department, and my youngest son was a combat Osprey pilot with the United States Marine Corps in Afghanistan in 2012. So he knows firsthand what the situation is over in Afghanistan. And although he came back with no visible wounds, which I'm so grateful to God for, he does have, you know, problems sleeping. All of every person that serves are wounded in some way. Some of the wounds are not visible. But this is a sad day for all of patriots out there.
Have you had a chance to ask your sons or talk to your sons about what's unfolding there and what was their reaction?
Well, he lives in Birmingham. He's actually in dental school now, going from a Marine, a combat pilot to dental school. But we don't talk about it very much. But recently, in the last few months, he did bring up some of the things that he encountered and how it's still haunts him, what he had to observe and just the sheer evil. Like the lady called in your program earlier, we are in a spiritual battle. There's no doubt about it. And our solutions are not political or not even common sense solutions. They are spiritual, no doubt. But he participated in inserting Marines into combat and getting them back out.
Wow.
And he was in very tight spots many times.
Well, Danny,
where he said, yeah.
Danny, I hate to do this, but the computer's going to cut us off here. I want you to tell both your sons, thank them for serving in law enforcement and in the military. We support our military on this radio program, and we're going to stay on top of this. Danny, God bless you. We'll be right back, folks. Stick around.
From Memphis, Tennessee, on the banks of the mighty Mississippi, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us, that's right, I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right, folks, so welcome to the program. What a tough day for America, no doubt about that, no way around it. We're taking a sucker punch to the face. And it's coming from our own people, our own president. And one of the things that's concerning a lot of people, including former soldiers, now lawmakers up on Capitol Hill, what about all the people left behind? What's going to happen to them? We're talking about the translators, the people who assisted our troops, boots on the ground. In essence, once that last soldier leaves the airport in Kabul, we will be handing those people a death sentence. I mean, that's the reality of it. You know, Congressman Mike Waltz was on 60 Minutes, just very recently, talking about this and about how his own translator was captured by the Taliban. They made him take him back home, and not only did they behead the translator, but they killed some of the guy's brothers. We're talking about brutal people here, folks. These are animals, savages. And now we have an untold number of American people that have been left behind. The Pentagon is now saying we are not going to be able to guarantee that we can get all the Americans come out first. So they're going to start prioritizing. Now, my question to you, this is an awful thing, but just think about this. You have a choice. The Afghanis or the Americans? Who do you rescue? If you're an American soldier, who do you rescue? 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. And it's not a ridiculous question. This is the decisions that are being made right now in Kabul. Well, I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. We're honored to have with us the spokesperson for the former president, Donald Trump, who, by the way, says Biden needs to resign in disgrace, Liz Harrington. Liz, a tough day for the country.
It is, Todd. Thank you for having me. And it's absolutely tragic that we've seen, this is just sadly the latest example of what appears to be a deliberate attempt to weaken our country and the devastating consequences that has around the world. Look what the Biden regime has done to our border and the havoc that's causing for all American citizens, but also the humanitarian crisis and the crime and the drugs and the cartels being empowered and all that brings. Same with energy independence, how that hurts, deliberate decisions made hurting our every single American citizen with the economy and inflation. And now on the world stage in such stunning visuals to see America so weak when all Biden had to do, this regime, all they had to do was nothing. They could keep the plan in place. The plan was peace through strength. The Taliban knew you could not mess with the United States of America. President Trump would not let you mess with the United States of America. And this would have never happened had we had the rightful election results in November 2020. And that's why President Trump said so clearly, he should be president. Look at the havoc that this is causing. And those images are horrific of the plane leaving. And it's all because of a fraudulent election. And now the fecklessness, where's the leadership? Who's actually running things? Because it's certainly not Joe Biden.
No, it's not. And that's what concerns me, Liz. How do you go radio silent? I mean, the man was missing in action. You've got the White House press secretary who is on vacation. I want to say something real quick about Sarah Huckabee Sanders. Back when I was working at Fox and she was the press secretary, I had a question on the weekend, on vacation. It didn't matter. You got a response from Sarah Sanders. You didn't get some sort of an automated message saying I'm out on vacay.
It is a dereliction of duty. I mean, do you think this is a joke? You think you can just put in an auto response? I mean, when the world is going to hell? I mean, this is unbelievable, the arrogance of these people. You know, you lied and cheated to get into office, and this is what you're doing with it? You owe the American people an explanation, and you certainly need to be there to answer questions. And where's the, I mean, he's getting beaten up in the media, but can you imagine if this was happening under President Trump, what the hysteria in the media would be? I mean, this is an absolute disgrace. It's a dereliction of duty. And the real crisis, I believe, is we don't have a presidency right now. He's not that, when you have a real crisis, where is he? We don't have a president. He's not there. He's not capable. He's not making decisions. They had to trot him out. They're trotting him out today. They weren't going to make any statements. He's never at the White House. I mean, this is an embarrassment to our country, and it explains why the Taliban can just run over a country we were there for 20 years, because this is the leadership we have in the White House. Well, no one's there to stop them because you don't have leadership in the White House.
You know, Liz, I go back to the Obama years when the former president fired a number of very well-respected generals and just incredible military men and women and replaced them with these woke generals that caused so much trouble. If you remember, those were the generals that were causing President Trump so much grief. These were the same generals, by the way, over at the Pentagon that were praising the Afghan army as being ready to defend their country. And then the entire army collapses in just under a week. I mean, who is going to be held responsible for this?
It is such a good point, Todd. And that's why I keep going back to, these are decisions that are being made that are deliberate. I mean, you have the embassy in Kabul tweeting about LGBT pride and the flag. And look at the country now. But who's in the embassy now? And you have this woke, anti-American culture that has been embraced by these leftists who are at the top upper echelons of, unfortunately, what seems to be like every American institution. And there are real world consequences to that dangerous, toxic ideology. And when you get, you know, you've got General Milley, you know, testifying about white rage, where was he planning this actual withdrawal? They ripped up our great plan, our peace through strength plan, which all the hard work, President Trump made it a mission to end this war, but end it peacefully. And if he was still in office, it would have. And we had a plan, and America was taken seriously, and our enemies knew not to mess with us. They were on notice. Just ask Soleimani. Just ask Baghdadi. Ask any of them. You can't, because we were strong, and yet we have this insidious leadership that's anti-American, and you can't help but wonder, how did they throw a plan that they knew worked? How did they rip it up? Why did they rip it up? And they knew this was so predictable. Look at all of the headlines. Look at all the intel agency experts. They all say this was entirely predictable and preventable, and it's a direct result of the Biden regime in the White House and these feckless generals who are more interested in political correctness and toxic left-wing narratives than they are putting our troops first, putting American citizens first, and putting peace first through strength.
Well said. Liz, real quick, I don't know, have you been in touch with the president? What is his mood and his demeanor as he's watching these developments unfolding?
I've talked to the president, and he is just absolutely astonished. He cannot believe, he's never seen anything like it, and it's a direct consequence of this Biden regime, and he is upset, and he's hammering them every single minute he can. He's putting out statements because he's so upset, all the hard work we put in. And it's like I said at the start of this conversation, we've seen it systematically, the border, energy, the economy, trade, now on the world stage, that this is not the actions of a commander-in-chief. And boy, do we miss President Trump and wish he was leading our great country right now.
You've got that right. All right, Liz, we're going to have to leave it there. We appreciate the great work of the former president, and please give him our best, and thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you, Todd.
All right, Liz Harrington on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. And by the way, folks, speaking of Patriot Mobile, now more than ever, it is so vitally important that we support companies and organizations that share our values. That's why I made the switch to Patriot Mobile. They not only share our beliefs, they're doing something about it. They are America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier, and they donate a portion of every dollar to organizations that fight for causes you care about. So I want to encourage you, switch to Patriot Mobile right now. Use the promo code Todd. They're going to give you free activation and a free gift. Veterans, first responders, you guys are going to save even more. Switching, super easy. Go to patriotmobile.com/Todd or call their U.S.-based customer service team at 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. Look, we're going to take a break here, folks. We're going to open up the phone lines. Your reaction to what's happening overseas. What do you want to hear President Biden say this afternoon, 3:45 Eastern? 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. We'll be right back.
From the front lines of the culture war, it's Todd Starnes.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Good to have you with us today. It's Elvis Week here in Memphis, by the way. Grace Baker, have you been down to Graceland to see
I have plans to
see the Jungle Room. They've got all sorts of concerts down there, all sorts of people out there.
Oh, yeah, it's super popular around here.
This weekend, I was out driving around, went to the Mississippi countryside. And I was going to go to, I was going to a farmer's market in a town called Hernando, Mississippi.
Oh, yeah.
Cedar Hill Farm. And so I pull in, and there are horses just right there just greeting you. So I thought I just pulled over, and the horses came over and said howdy, and I posted some Instagram video. And so then I got in, and I drove up, nobody was there. It was just me, the horses, and a dog.
Wow.
And the chickens. And that was it. So I was really looking forward to some delicious Mississippi red tomatoes. I wanted to make a fresh tomato sandwich.
Oh, that sounds pretty good right now.
Right? It's just hot.
Like,
you don't want to cook.
Pie.
You like tomato pie?
Mm-hmm.
Not a big fan. Mm. Not a big fan.
You haven't
fan.
Had the right tomato pie yet.
All right. I'll take your word for it. But I was in the mood, so I drove all the way down to Hernando, Mississippi. Beautiful town, by the way, and good people. But I was very disappointed. But I came back through Highway 51, Elvis Presley Boulevard.
Sure.
And, man, was that place packed.
Oh, yeah, it's hopping all week long.
Oh, unbelievable. Unbelievable. So, anyway, lots of people dressed in jumpsuits and,
bedazzled.
The whatnot. Hey, I want to play some audio from 60 Minutes. Take a listen to this.
Interpreter was often more important to me than a heavy machine gun or a radio to be able to talk to the Air Force, because without that asset, I was basically deaf and in many ways culturally blind. That's how important they were.
Mike Waltz is a Republican representative from Florida and the first Army Green Beret elected to Congress. He shared this photo of his translator, known as Spartacus, who was waiting on SIV approval when he was stopped at a Taliban checkpoint.
When the Taliban found him with that paperwork, they forced him to go home. They followed him home. Not only did they behead him, but they dragged several of his brothers and his cousins out and killed them as well to send that kind of a message.
Why would someone risk everything to help U.S. forces?
Yeah, you know, these people had lived true brutality. Path of standing with the United States to reject the Taliban and Al-Qaeda and that just real bastardization of a beautiful religion in Islam, or to capitulate and live under their rule. And so for them, that was worth dying for.
The House will be in order.
Last month, the House passed legislation that would delay the required medical exam until the applicant reaches the U.S., streamlining an approval process that currently takes the State Department nearly 3 years. Far too long, says Congressman Waltz.
You have already 18,000 people in line. Are you concerned that number can grow?
I'm incredibly afraid for them. When that last American soldier goes wheels up out of Afghanistan, we will have handed these people a death sentence to those that we haven't gotten out. We need to get them out.
Well, let's just hope we do. Let's just hope we can get them out. Let's just hope we can. 844-747-8868, our toll-free telephone number. I got to tell you, folks, this China virus story, we were originally going to lead with this item before all you-know-what broke out. But I got to tell you, for those of you getting the vaccine, what's it been, 2 weeks and a day since I've had the vaccine, Grace?
Yeah.
These side effects are killing me.
Yeah,
I mean,
been really rough on you.
It has been terrible. I emailed my doctor this morning because, again, I've developed something now called the night sweats.
What?
You know, where you wake up and you're just sweat. I mean, it's just
dripping
your pillow
in sweat.
And I've been having just a few moments ago, which is why we played this audio, had some heart palpitations. You know, the whole thing, your arm gets crazy.
Yeah.
And the doctor says it's all part of this.
That is crazy. Did they warn you of any of that before you?
No.
No, of course
not. No. Oh, no. Oh, you got to get the vaccine. It's the best thing since sliced bread.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So I'm just telling you, folks, I don't want to discourage anybody. If you're going to get the vaccine. Talk to your doctor. But I'm telling you, you need to ask about the side effects because this is horrible.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you see the commercials for, like, medication, and it'll say, you know, it may, you know, help with heart palpitations, but you run the risk of this and this and this and this and this, and possibly death. They don't include it. You know, it's like with the coronavirus vaccine. It's like, yes, you may be protected from COVID, but what about everything
and
else?
I don't know what it's like where you are. So, I mean, again, we do the teleconference with a doctor. You can't get in to see a doctor.
Oh, no,
I mean, it'll be months. So, you know, I had the I just kind of got hit with sucker punched with some health issues. But, you know, I had the detached retina.
Oh, yeah.
So I had to have the surgery. And they said after the surgery, you will have to have cataract surgery. That's just a part. That's a side effect. So sure. You're going to have that. So I tried to get an appointment to see the doc because now I do have to have the cataract surgery. They said we can see you in November.
Oh, my gosh.
That's the earliest date you can get into.
Man, Todd, you've had quite the year with
this
stuff.
It has been a horrible year.
I'm sorry.
Horrible year.
Gonna get through it. Lots
yes,
of biscuits.
But no, gotta cut back
stay
on
away
the,
from the biscuits.
Gotta stay away from the biscuits. But now the Homeland Security, so all that to say, folks, be careful and know what you're getting into because this is terrible. And I'm telling you, one and done for me. I'm not going back for the second dose of this stuff. It's just been terrible. And you know what? I've got nobody to blame but myself. You know, I'm the guy that made the decision, but I got the vaccine. So there you go. Coming up, I do want to talk about this alert, security alert that came out from Homeland Security. They say one of the biggest terror threats happens to be all you people who don't want to get the vaccine or don't want to get the face mask. We're going to talk about that. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. Sorry about that, folks. Jeez, Alou. All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. So, late last week, you had the Biden administration issuing a security alert. This is coming from Homeland Security. And they are listing potential terror threats in advance of the 20th anniversary of 9/11. So they've issued a national terrorism alert. And this is pretty shocking stuff. Take a listen to what they consider, the federal government considers, to be the greatest terror threats. Number one, opposition to COVID measures. Number two, claims of election fraud, believing that President Trump can be reinstated. And number three, the 9/11 anniversary and religious holidays. What is that, Christmas? Is that what they're talking about? I don't think it's Halloween. But if you refuse to get the China virus vaccine or decline to wear a mask, you could be considered a potential terror threat. Now, we obtained a copy of this security briefing from Homeland Security, and I want to read to you some of the verbiage here. Such threats are also exacerbated by impacts of the ongoing global pandemic, including grievances over public health safety measures and perceived government restrictions. Well, they're not perceived when the government's shutting down your businesses and shutting down your church houses. I mean, come on. The Homeland Security Department says there is a heightened threat environment ahead of the 9/11 Muslim terrorist attacks. They just say terrorist attacks, but it's always good to remind people that they were Muslim terrorist attacks. They killed us in the name of the religion of peace. They go on to say that extremists may seek to exploit the emergence of COVID-19 variants by viewing the potential reestablishment of public health restrictions as a rationale to conduct attacks. Pandemic-related stressors have contributed to increased societal strains and tensions, driving several plots by domestic violent extremists. Okay, has there been a case of violent extremism related to the China virus? I don't think so. But here you go. Never let a crisis go to waste. That's what the Godfather, Rahm Emanuel, said. And they want to portray all of you people out there who do not want to wear a face mask, all of you people out there who don't want your kids to wear a face mask, as some sort of a, I don't know, terrorist threat. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Our website, by the way, toddstarnes.com. All sorts of great information for you to check out there on the page. By the way, I do want to say, I'll give you an update. Our good friend, Tim Van Horn, Tim Van Horn is the morning show host at KWAM. He is also the regular fill-in host for the Todd Stearns radio show. Tim is a very active guy. He plays soccer locally. He also does soccer announcing for one of the ESPN channels. And he is a few years younger than I am, but I think he just turned 50. But he's very active out there. Well, he had to have hip replacement surgery. And over at the Campbell Clinic, which is a great place, if you're going to have something like that done, I would recommend going there. But anyway, surgery went great. He's like texting me just like a few minutes after he woke up from surgery. And I'm like, dude, you know, hang out and just, you know, take a break and, you know, chill out. But he's doing good. He's at home on the couch and having a good time. So anyway, thank you for the thoughts and prayers. And I know a lot of you are asking about Tim, and that's the latest there. Okay, I do want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Very honored to have with us a great American patriot. We've been following each other on Twitter forever and a day. He is a retired colonel, was at 9/11 when the plane hit the building. He is a 32-year U.S. Air Force combat veteran. Rob Manis on the line. Rob, good to have you with us today.
Hey, good afternoon, Todd. Thanks for having me on.
So, Rob, we've been following these developments out of Afghanistan, and from a military perspective, I'm wondering if you can help our leaders understand what's happening and what we can expect at this airport. That apparently is the last patch of land we control there in the country.
Well, unfortunately, we didn't really control it until the last 24 hours, Todd. That's part of the issue, and why you're seeing these just absolutely crazy videos coming out of masses of people surrounding U.S. aircraft trying to launch from the runway there at the Kabul airport. The sad thing is that we were not prepared for it. Now, I know the president is going to talk, and his team has put out talking points saying they were prepared for this. Those kinds of things, but they were absolutely not prepared for this, and they were warned. They were warned many weeks ago when they cut off maintenance and logistics, including ammunition resupply to the Afghan National Army and Air Forces of the civilian contractors that didn't work for the U.S. government but worked for civilian corporations that provided the equipment and the training for these folks. So they were aware that this was a distinct possibility, and they did not prepare adequately for it. I've called for the resignation of the entire national security team as of this morning.
Yeah, I mean, this was a complete and utter failure on so many levels. Look at the reporting out now from Fox News is that the Pentagon was saying that the Afghan army was fully capable of defending the nation. Rob, we know that was a lie. I mean, how could you the entire army collapsed in a matter of days?
Well, folks like me that have led the combat forces at the tactical level, I was a commander in my last combat deployment that ended in mid-2005. Todd, we've been telling the higher-ups that it was time to go since way back then. In 2005, mid-2005 was probably a little late. It probably needed to just be at the end of 2004. Because we accomplished the real mission, which was to go in and decapitate and decimate the al-Qaeda forces. And in order to do that, we had to take over Afghanistan because, obviously, the Taliban government had been supporting them. But we did that. We won that, and we should have left. But the leadership embarked on this 18-year debacle of $90 billion. And, you know, we had a two-star general killed by a trainee, an Afghan National Army trainee, in a classroom. And that happened multiple times. This was several years ago, and they should have known then that these folks are not capable of being recreated into an army, an air force, and navy, or they wouldn't have a navy, but an army and air force in the image of the U.S. armed forces, nor was their government. And that's the failure here, because these people at the general and admiral level kept telling Congress, we're winning, we're winning, we're winning. They stopped President Trump once from doing the withdrawal and going ahead and starting it. And we should have left in 2005 and given our support to the Northern Alliance and General Dostum, who should have been cleared to go in and decimate this Taliban. And if he's still alive and his forces are still somewhat capable, that's probably what he's going to do. And we should support that logistically and make sure they can get that done. But we won't, because now, you know, we've created this complete fiasco. I can't even use the right, the words escape me. Fiasco, debacle, tragedy. It's all rolled up into one. And President Joe Biden owns it, because he made the decisions to leave our forces at Bagram Air Force Base, leave our base in the middle of the night and not tell the Afghan army, take away their logistics and maintenance capability that civilian contractors were providing because they were American companies. And that's his call. And that's what you, this is what you get.
Rob,
like that is made.
Real quick here, we've got about 30 seconds. What do you want to hear the president tell the nation this afternoon?
I want to hear the president of the United States tell the nation that we're going to get the people that worked for us out of there and make sure they're at the safety, and that our troops are going to be safe, and we're not going to get any more kids, American kids, killed trying to save a failed mission, and an apology for this 20-year fiasco. And then I want to hear him say that every one of his national security team has been fired and removed, will be replacing them shortly. And if he doesn't do that, he should resign himself.
Wow. All right. Good stuff. Rob, we're going to have to leave it there. Thank you again. Folks, you can follow Rob on social media. We've got his links to his website over at toddstearns.com. Rob, thank you.
Thank you, Todd.
All right, folks, got to take a quick break here. We're opening up the phone lines when we return. 844-747-8868. That's a toll-free number. 844-747-8868. Did you know that 80% of the grass-fed beef sold in the United States is from overseas? You see, that's why I get my meat from GoodRanchers.com. Their product, 100% American. When you buy your steak and chicken from Good Ranchers, you're not only getting amazing meat, you're also supporting American farms. And my friends at Good Ranchers, they have literally traveled all over America. They've actually met the farmers who raise the livestock that ends up on your supper table. The steaks, USDA, choice, and prime, always. And the chicken, 100% natural, no antibiotics or hormones. You can buy one time, or you can do what I do, which is subscribe. And if you do, you're going to save 20% off every single purchase you make. That means you get steakhouse quality for less than $5 a meal. All you need to do is go to goodranchers.com/Todd. That's goodranchers.com/Todd. Use the promo code Todd. You're going to get $20 off plus free express shipping. That's goodranchers.com/Todd. And be sure to use that promo code Todd. We'll be right back.
It's Radio Free America. Todd Starnes.
All right, welcome back. Let's go to the phones here. Andre, Memphis, Tennessee, listening to us on KWAM. All right, Andre, what's on your mind?
How you doing this morning?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking.
I was calling about two things. One thing was the mask mandate that they have. I think that everybody has a right to wear a mask or not wear a mask. The problem that I got is that the people that don't want to wear a mask, they the first ones at the doggone emergency room when they catch the COVID. So if you don't want to follow the FDA rules and guidelines, don't run to the healthcare system that I help pay for as a taxpayer. Because that's my opinion.
Well, Andre, I mean, there's plenty of evidence out there and no science to back up the fact that the mask will stop the virus. As a matter of fact, a lot of people who have got the vaccine are, in fact, catching the virus and possibly spreading it to other people. I mean, so the argument could be made that, you know, getting the vaccine could be just as bad as not wearing a face mask.
Right, but science, that's why we're too early into it still to make that determination. But if we got people, I mean, how can we make that determination if people don't want to at least try to adhere to what the FDA is saying? You got people that are not
well,
science.
Andre, let me see if I can. All right, hold on. Let me see if I can't, because I know you've got a second question, but let me see if I can't shed some light on this. So there is a report in Memphis, Tennessee, that there were 111 people being treated for the COVID, the China virus, at Baptist Hospital. What the local report did not say was, okay, well, they said that 111 people are hospitalized. What they did not say was that there were over 700 beds available at Baptist Hospital. So they gave the impression that there was some sort of, you know, that the hospital was filled to overflowing. They gave the impression. They didn't come out and say it. Last Friday, there was a big story about a nurse down in Ocean Springs, Mississippi, and she said she quit her job because she could not handle the amount of death that was happening at the hospital. So, Andre, I researched this. I went to the Mississippi Health Department, and I asked for and I received the death totals for the entire year. Andre, do you know that since March, only 30 people in Ocean Springs, Mississippi have passed away? Only 30 people. So I'm not sure what the lady was talking about, the nurse, and I don't mean to question her, but she's trying to tell everybody that people are dropping dead all over the place, and it's just not happening. What's your second question?
My wife is a nurse, a traveling nurse, and the depth that nurse is talking about might not directly be in Ocean Springs. It could be where she's traveled. It could be what she's seen herself. You know, not to say, because I can't see her saying Ocean Springs, I can't deal with the death of mine. It ain't been but 30 deaths.
More people died this weekend in Memphis, Tennessee, from gunshot wounds than they did from the China virus. That's a fact. It's a fact. It's sadly, it's a terrible tragedy. But you know, but that's the reality. What's your second question, Andre?
My second, I heard y'all played a clip of Joe Brown, and I only caught the end of it. He said something about the Negro. Oh, radio station.
No,
get some clarification.
Oh, yeah. Judge, before we play this for you, Judge Joe Brown, wow, he's good with the soundbite. Is he not, Andre? All right, this is Judge Joe Brown, and he's criticizing, he's talking about Don Lemon and how Don Lemon always weeps on air. This is what Judge Joe Brown said about CNN.
Crying Negro Network.
That's what he called CNN. Do we have the longer version? There's a longer version of that. Go ahead. Okay. Go ahead, Andre.
Go ahead. I'm listening to you.
This is Judge Joe Brown's opinion.
I'm trying to get some clarification, because it's like y'all just grabbed a little bite of it. I just thought I'd call in and ask, but you clarified it.
That's it.
This is Judge Joe Brown, and he's British.
What is this? Okay. All right, I'm not sure what that was. Do we have the audio? All right. Hold on, we're working on it. But anyway, Andre, thanks for calling in. But yeah, I guess if you got a problem with that, I would bring it up to Judge Joe Brown. Here we go. Let's take
the overriding question today is what to do with the Negro. And he got into calling something a lot worse about young black children than what's in that 1977 article 5 years later. He said young Negro children are like roaches, and if you ever let them integrate into a school, they'll infest them and they'll never get them out.
He's talking about Biden.
And in that jungle thing, when I heard him, he had it slightly changed around. He said, Negroes are animals, and they turn our streets into jungles. And if elected, I promise to do everything I can to put them in zoos to make the streets safe.
All right, that was Judge Joe Brown. So that's not the soundbite I was looking for, but you get the gist of it. He's not a fan of Joe Biden. And God bless Joe Brown, because he comes out there and he tells it like it is. You may not agree with his opinion, but by golly, Judge Joe Brown tells it like it is. So anyway, that's why every time that we mention Don Lemon or CNN,
Crying Negro Network.
Thank you, Judge Joe Brown. It's always good to put things in perspective. So there you go. Hey, I watch Newsmax. All right, folks. Look, that's going to do it. Pray for the Americans, for the Afghanis in Afghanistan. It is a mess over there. President Biden speaking at 3:45. Hey, tomorrow we're going to do this all over again. Get out there. Be good, America.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.